بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. First of all, the chapter that we should have moderation in our ibadah. The next hadith is by Hazrat Hanzala رضي الله تعالى عنه وعن أبي ربيع حنزلة ابن ربيع الأسيدي الكتاب أحد كتاب الكاتب أحد كتاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حضرت ربيع الأسيدي رضي الله تعالى عنه was one of the scribes, the secretaries of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, and who should write down wahi. He says that on one occasion I met Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After that I had met Laqini Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala met with me, and as would be normal, he said, فَقَالَ كَيْفَ أَنْتَ يَا حَنْزَلَ. How are you, O Hanzala? Yeah, we see also that the Sahaba, when they asked, how were you, it wasn't more a matter of our health, etc., of our dunya matters, but how is your iman, etc., how is your matters of deen. So when he asked him, how are you, Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, Nafaqa Hanzala, that Hanzala has become a munafiq, waliyadu billah. Feeling his condition, his very low condition, he said, I've become a munafiq. Hazrat Abu Bakr said, Subhanallah, ma taqul, Subhanallah, what are you saying? You're one of the scribes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're a very great sahabi. There is no question of you being a munafiq. Qultu, he says, I explained my situation. نكون عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يذكرنا بالجنة والنار. When we are in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he reminds us about Jannat, about Jahannam, etc. فَكَأَنَّ رَعَائِينَ, then it is as though we are seeing Jannat and Jahannam with our eyes. Our iman is so strong that we are actually like seeing Jannat and Jahannam in front of us. فَإِذَا خَرِجْنَا مِنْ عِنْدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And when we go away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the majlis, and we go home, etc., فَسْنَا الْأَزْوَاجِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ وَالْضَيَعَاتِ. And when we start mixing, talking with our wives, with our children, and our material, worldly things, when we are engaged in all those things, نَسِينَا كَثِيرًا, then we forget a lot all that condition that was in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That condition is not the same when we are at home with our family, with our children, etc. On that basis he said that I'm a munafiq, that when I'm in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam I'm like a very good strong Muslim, but when I'm away from him, I'm in my material worldly things again, then I forget all that. So therefore this is my concern. قال أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه. أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه replied and said, فوالله إنا لنلقى مثل هذا. By Allah, this is my condition also. And this is what a person should be concerned about, his spiritual condition, and then find out the solution to it. He said, my condition is also the same, that when we are by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are in a very high spirit of Iman and Islam. But when we are in our material things, our business, our family, then we forget all that. So he said, فَانْتَلَقْتُ أَنَا وَأَبُو بَكَرْ حَتَّى دَخَلْنَا عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Then me, Hazrat Hanzala says, and Hazrat Abu Bakr, we left and we went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We went and inquired, this is our condition, what must we do? فَقُلْتُ, I told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, نَافَقَ Hanzala, Ya Rasulullah, that Hanzala has become a munafiq, that he's not the same everywhere. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَمَا ذَاكْ. Why? What has happened? What makes you think and feel that you have become a munafiq? قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, I said, O Allah's Rasul, نَكُونُ عِنْدَكَ تُذَكِّرُنَا بِالنَّارِ وَالْجَنَّةِ. You, when we are with you, you speak about Jannat and Jahannam. فَكَأَنَّ رَعَى الْعَيْنِ, so it is as though we are seeing it with our eyes in front of us. Our iman is so strong at that time that we are seeing Jannat and Jahannam with our eyes. فَإِذَا خَرَجْنَا مِنْ عِنْدِكَ عَفَسْنَا الْأَزْوَاجِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ وَالْضَيْعَاتِ نَسِينَا كَثِيرًا. But when we leave you, we leave the majlis, we go back to our families, we go home, we and our children, we with our business, etc., our material things, نَسِينَا كَثِيرًا. Then we forget almost everything. We are in a different world, in a different mood, etc. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم then gave the solution and explained والذي نفسي بيدي I take an oath by him in whose hands is my life that is I take an oath by Allah تعالى لو تدومون على ما تكون عندي if your condition remains always that what it is when you are with me if always your condition is like that وفي الذكر and if you are always in the dhikr in the remembrance of Allah you are always thinking of Allah Ta'ala لتسافحتكم الملائكة على فروشكم وفي طروقكم then the malaika would make salam to you when you are on your beds when you are walking if that is your high condition like that then malaika will be with you everywhere all the time لكن يا هنزلة ساعة وساعة وبلي أو but أو هنزلة ساعة وساعة ثلاث مرات نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said these words three times ساعة وساعة sometimes you are engaged in deen sometimes you see to your worldly things this is how life is It's all not all the time that you will be in a deen-i-sparat. But you are in a deen-i-sparat also, like Ramzan comes, you are in a high. And when other righteous times come, pious times, you are in a high. But other times when you engage with your dunya, then you see to your dunya, you see to your family. So all this must be balanced like that. That when it is time, when you go for Umrah, you go in Jamaat, you are in the Khanqa, then you will be in a high. But when you are with your family, you can't expect the same position. There now, you will see to your family, you will speak to them, you will joke with them, with your children, you will see to your business, all the work of your business. So when you are there, see to all those things also. And when it is time for the dhikr and remembrance of Allah, then be engaged in that also. So this is a natural thing. And many of us, we go under this condition. We say that when we are in the Khanqah, when we go in Jamaat, we are in a very high. But when we come home, it is different. So that is a natural thing. That will happen, and we must expect that to happen. We are not farishta, and it isn't that we don't have worldly matters to attend to. Farishtas, angels have got nothing with the dunya. They haven't got wife, they haven't got children, they haven't got anything. So for them to be always in the ibadat of Allah, it's a natural thing. But for us, Allah made it that we have to make our ibadat also, we have to see to our families, and that also, if we do it correctly, that is also ibadat. So we have got our other duties which we must see also, we must see too. And in this way, very beautifully, Islam has made and accommodated all aspects of our life. So we should see to all aspects of our life. May Allah give us all tawfiq. SubhanAllah.